Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want here. We've been discussing criminal justice reform off and on in between talking about the latest from our friends over at AnyPay. But the criminal justice reform specifically that is front and center at the moment is the case of Alice Marie Johnson. And with you, by the way, tonight it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Ms. Johnson was serving a life sentence in federal prison on drug charges. She was in there on some alleged cocaine dealing charges. She was apparently part of some sort of a larger operation that was moving some cocaine in the past. And the federal government put her behind bars for life with no parole. And then at age 63, in June of 2018.
Oh God. So her life's already gone.
Trump commuted her sentence at that time. And she was then able
How old was she when they put her in there?
Probably like 40.
Okay.
Yeah, because she was in there for 22 years.
Yeah.
So they let her out. Trump commuted her sentence. She said, quote, "I'd never been in trouble. I was a first-time nonviolent offender. What I did was wrong. I made decisions that I regret." Well, I don't think it's wrong to sell, you know, whatever you want to voluntary buyer.
But if you advertise it honestly, then you're just selling a chemical. If you sell somebody some Clorox and they drink it,
and
they shouldn't have drank the Clorox.
That market demand is going to be met whether it's legal or not.
That's right.
Oh, absolutely. The only difference is with the war on drugs, you can't trace down your supply chain if somebody sells you fentanyl instead of heroin, and you can't make anybody liable for that. And that means it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like you need the government to make people liable. People have been making people liable without the government for a long time. You just need the government out of the way.
And I think a lot of those problems can be resolved within the free market, regardless of the government's existence. Because you know, in a free market, you can potentially have a system, you know, with reviews and ratings and things like that. So, you know,
but the thing is, the government policy is we want people dead. And so anything that you do to try to make them safer, we will crush you.
Right.
Because we want them crushed.
Right. And that's the problem with the government, you know, interaction and interference with the
market. Well, it's the problem with letting psychopaths run your life.
Yeah. I mean, if it was, you know, if they didn't keep shutting down, you know, the Silk Roads of the world, people would have a safer avenue to getting drugs because you would know who you're dealing with.
That's true of everything in the black market. If they stop shutting down the back pages of the world,
right?
You know, the prostitutes wouldn't be dying, but they want the prostitutes to die, and most importantly, they want the cops to be able to rape the prostitutes because that's part of their pay, isn't it? There aren't many jobs where you get to go and commit actual rape.
There do seem to be a disproportionate number of rapes by cops.
Well, that's because they love power. They love chaining people up.
Rape is a crime of power, not as much as it is sex.
That's a very good way to word it, and that's actually
that's what people say.
I never remember the exact phrase to use when I'm trying to make these arguments and points, but yeah, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what rape is about.
Well, there's that, and then the other phrase you're looking for is wood chipper.
For the politics or the rapists.
Little column A, little column B.
So she says, "We've all made mistakes, and none of us want to be defined forever based on our worst decision." Johnson said that during her more than 20 years in prison, she became a playwright, a mentor, a certified hospice volunteer, an ordained minister, and received the Special Olympics Event Coordinator of the Year Award for her work with disabled women.
Wow, imagine what she would have been able to accomplish if she hadn't had her life stolen from her.
She said, "Because the only thing worse than unjustly imprisoning my body is trying to imprison my mind. I never stopped fighting for my freedom. My Christian faith and the years and the prayers of so many kept hope alive." Johnson touted Trump's compassion, saying that, quote, "He saw me as a person, free in body thanks to President Trump, but free in mind thanks to the Almighty God. I always remembered that God knew my name and even in my darkest hour, but I never thought a president would." Unlike a pardon, the commutation did not erase Johnson's convictions, but did end her sentence until today, where she was pardoned by Trump the day after she gave a speech at the Republican convention yesterday.
But they're saying you're special. You've rehabilitated yourself. It seems to be like that's what they're saying. What they didn't say is your own government went to war with you for no reason and threw you in prison when you did not violate the rights of another.
Prison.
And by doing so, that government violated your rights. And that...
Yeah, they're not saying
doesn't
that.
I would be so much more harsh. Stop calling it a prison. It's a cage. They're literally throwing
people
in cages.
Well, it's a plantation is what
it's
it
a
is
cage.
Because they're making slaves.
Yeah. They're
get you out of the
people...
cage to put you to work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And so if you want to comment, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. I mean, that's, again, not to say that this isn't a good thing.
It is. It's a good thing he did, but as he did it, it is an oddity, a curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to show some real compassion, do it to all of the victims of the war on drugs, because that's all they are. They are victims of their own government committing an atrocity against them, and
absolutely,
they need out.
Which is why Trump is sort of this... he's a strange character. On one hand, he's talking about prison reform or criminal justice.
But he got all Christian-y as the thing, and so he could get that past the right wing.
Yeah. So on one hand, he's talking about these issues. But on the other hand, in his speech, so again, it was his daughter who brought this up. In his speech, of course, he's all talking about how he's so pro-law enforcement. So he's, on one hand, pro-law enforcement, but on the other hand, he's undoing some of the damage that law enforcement has done to some people's lives.
Only if you come to Jesus, though, and you know, perform whatever benediction you have to do before Jerry Falwell,
I mean,
or whoever it is that has to, you know, whoever the power broker is signing off on this.
The problem with these one-offs, you know,
show me everybody that the president that the government is wronged made whole.
No, it's
a self-interested act that these politicians are doing. This isn't for the benefit of this woman. It's
for the benefit of Trump.
Yeah, it's for their own uses. And
self-aggrandizement.
Self-aggrandizement. He always does it to make a woman happy. He always does it to make a beautiful woman happy.
Oh, and by
it's
the way,
either his daughter or who else was it who approached him? Was it Kim Kardashian?
You nailed it.
Yeah.
That's how
I don't remember
happened.
What Kim Kardashian does. I don't care, but
she broke the
I
internet,
do notice
apparently.
That Trump isn't doing this, you know, because it's the right thing to do. He's doing it so he gets a conference with Kim Kardashian.
Yes,
and
that's
he
probably
gets,
it.
And she, you know, basically she's whoring for this because she's blowing him in public.
Uh-huh.
And good for her that she's willing to take one for the team.
You know,
because she is getting somebody out of prison.
I thought there was some sort of weird fetish that he had, but I guess
he's got weird fetishes, but we can't talk about that
right,
on the radio.
Right.
I mean, that's not as weird as fetish. A lot of people have that fetish. You know, I like big butts.
Let's not go too deep into that, so to speak. But you're right. In fact, that was actually the next line here in this story, is that Johnson's story gained national attention after reality star Kim Kardashian West advocated her release from prison, which is why...
I give her big strokes because she's mostly doing this for herself, I think.
She wants these people
out of prison. I think she's the one that cares.
She does seem to care about this. In fact,
and
that's why...
Nobody notices that because nobody cares.
So the daughter...
Who?
The daughter?
Kim Kardashian, so daughter of
Mr. Kardashian. Help. I have no idea.
No, daughter of what used to be Mr. Jenner.
Okay.
But now it's
Bruce
Jenner.
Bruce Jenner.
So but what's her
Caitlyn
name
now?
Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Trump's daughter here.
So we're talking
about Kim Kardashian.
No, Trump's daughter gave the introduction speech last night. It was Trump's daughter who was positioning him as this anti-war candidate. She was positioning him as this prison reformer.
Where's the beef? He moved a few soldiers from Syria to Iraq. We want him here.
Yeah.
And we want the bases shut down.
Well, I don't want them here either, but...
Well, yeah, I want the soldiers here. I want them home.
Yeah, send them home. Someone get a real job.
If they're home and unemployed, that's fine. We'll find them a job.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a little bit more to this story about what came after her being commuted. So, again, her sentence was commuted back in 2018. He pardoned her today. And there's a little bit more you need to know about the First Step Act, which is something that Trump signed. And we did talk about it at the time, but we'll refresh you on it coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, this beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the four rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that DinoVite provides.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Harold, the border collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The DinoVite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite at DinoVite.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or call in on our Discord call-in lines, which I think is where all of our calls have come from tonight. We've got a couple more on hold right now. We'll get over to those. But if you're not on our Discord server, get on in there. It's discord.lrn.fm. It's actually mostly
Discordia.
It's actually mostly a chat room or multiple chat rooms where there's different topics. Lots of people are in the on-air now chat generally while we're on the air, but there's other topics such as coronavirus, riots, on-air or news stories, show prep, goldbacks, New Hampshire. There's all kinds of stuff there, so check it out.
Goldbacks rock.
Yeah, check out that that forum over there at discord.lrn.fm. And thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money that they can use on necessities. This UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org as we go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Covington's Bear on the line. You're on Free Talk Live.
All right, we're calling in about all the stuff going on around the country. You got Denton, Texas, Rockford, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri, Kenosha, Wisconsin, Chicago is popping off as well.
What's going on? Are these all protest hotspots right now?
Protests.
Are they on
fire? You got Washington, D.C., armed men in Denton, Texas.
What happened in Denton, Texas? That's a town outside of Dallas. My uncle lives there.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a big Black Lives Matter town.
It normally isn't, but they have gone out to the suburbs, and they are marching through the suburbs. Looks like a big group of Black Lives Matter individuals carrying rifles.
Carrying rifles.
Interesting.
They're taking my advice.
Yeah, then you've got Rockford, Illinois doing the same thing. St. Louis, Missouri.
What is it that sparked it in these places? Because we know that in Waukesha or wherever, Wisconsin, that it was the shooting of a man.
Well, you remember I was telling you that Trump, that there was going to be that rally in D.C.
Nobody brings a knife to a gunfight
around the country stuff.
Okay, I'm sorry. I missed. What was it that that sparked these things in Denton and in Rockford?
It's the D.C. protests. Remember the other day?
What happened in D.C.? I'm sorry.
There's a lot
of protests.
Yeah, we were talking the other day. This is pizza. We were talking the other day, and I told you that there was going to be a protest on the 28th in D.C. against Trump.
Okay.
With Al Sharpton and a bunch of
other
idiots.
Okay.
And that's happening right now. But to all the people who couldn't go, there's protests.
There's local versions. Versions of the D.C. thing.
And are you telling me they're marching through the streets with rifles?
They're marching through the streets with rifles in Denton, Texas. I see people in Chicago. I have right now 12 different live streams up on my computer that I'm monitoring.
As a militiaman, I have to say, A, they have a right to do that, and nobody has a right to stop them. But in order to exercise that right, if they're going to be the militia, they have to be very careful that nobody innocent gets hurt, that's not impossible because I've seen the Black Panthers behave with incredible discipline, with discipline that Black Lives Matter hasn't shown.
As much as I like the idea of, you know, people being careful with guns, obviously, I'm not, you know, honestly, like, the government is doing so much damage as it is, it's hard to imagine that even, you know, with some casualties, it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be, hopefully, for the better.
Well, there are going to be casualties because whenever you take a group of men and you mobilize them with guns, some of them hurt themselves and some of them die. And both of those, but you also know that if you're going to war, that some people are not going to survive that war. War does not determine who is right. War determines who is left.
Well, now, of course, we also know, as far as D.C. protests go, that I believe the 17th of September, they're expecting to begin a new Occupy in D.C. right outside of the White House. Now, I forget.
But if they do this one armed, that changes everything.
I don't know if that's going to happen, because in D.C. you will get arrested if you are armed. But then again, if there's enough of them, then that'll change.
The army didn't get arrested
They got shot at, didn't they?
Well, they didn't get arrested until they did.
Go ahead. Say again.
Is it wrong that I want to see this happen? That I want to see a situation where the citizens of the United States stand up against Marxism and stand up against these totalitarians who think that they can
Pizza, because
we may be looking at different totalitarians here. May have different sympathies.
From what I understand, it's likely going to be Marxists who are the ones protesting in D.C. It's going to be a heavily leftist crowd that will be there protesting for what they're planning to be 50 days. And I'm sorry, I forget what they're calling this particular protest. There is a name for it, but it's basically the Occupy people, the same people who organized at Zuccotti Park. What is their name? I had it up the other day. It's like
I was there the year after and helped them retake Zuccotti Park, actually. So they're a bunch of scumbags. I was there during their rallies at North Carolina in 2012. They're real scumbags.
Yeah, so I think they call themselves Adbusters, if I recall correctly. Mm. And so the idea is they're planning on occupying the Pennsylvania Avenue or wherever, like right outside the White House, for 2 months, roughly.
Have we been saying, don't take your fight to innocent people, take your fight to the people who are killing you? Who's killing them? The government.
Exactly.
Where are they taking the fight to the government?
Yep.
That's the right answer.
Glad. I'm glad I got to smoke a blunt in front of the White House, about 150 feet from the front door before they did all this stuff happened, and now it's all closed off. Now you can't even get within an eighth of a mile. The whole park that's in front of the White House, that's closed off now.
What that tells me is that the president is a coward, because the Libertarian vice presidential candidate, Spike, he goes out and he chills with armed black people. He's not afraid of them.
Yeah, but they don't want to kill him.
Maybe Donald Trump should take a look at why Black Lives Matter might be angry at him.
I have to say, though, I'm voting for Trump.
You can do that. I'm not. I'm voting for Joe Jorgensen. But
that's the Libertarian.
That is the Libertarian
candidate
for president.
I voted for her in the primary, but I got to vote for Trump for the lulz.
You voted for her in the primary. There's usually not a Libertarian primary.
Well, there is if you make it to the convention.
Were you at the Libertarian convention?
I don't want to go into details because then people know my real identity.
Okay, gotcha.
Is a secret squirrel? Secret squirrel?
I enjoy the idea of the lulz of Trump winning, so I got to help him with that.
Well, your vote won't make a difference either way, but thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom. So apparently this location they're going to have this protest is Lafayette Square in D.C. I don't know where that is in relation to anything else, but if you know D.C., then you'll know where this is happening. It's starting on the 17th of next month. There's more coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is granting a full pardon to Alice Johnson.
And we gave a commutation. That means we were able to get Alice out. And she has been just so outstanding, and I'm so proud of you. And we are giving Alice a full pardon. I just told her.
President Trump making that announcement during an Oval Office ceremony. Johnson was sentenced to life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. President Trump holding a socially distanced rally in New Hampshire. And Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also saying he's going to start traveling to swing states. The IRS announcing on Friday it will mail 50,000 wrongly withheld stimulus checks in September. In a statement, the agency saying these are catch-up economic impact payments and are not part of a new stimulus package or new federal program. This is USA Radio News. An angry mob of demonstrators in Washington, D.C. surrounded Kentucky Senator Rand Paul and other lawmakers as they were leaving the White House on Thursday night. Paul telling Fox News the FBI needs to investigate how all these people got to Washington, D.C.
My feeling is that there is interstate criminal traffic being paid for across state lines, but you won't know unless you arrest them. Otherwise, you just think, oh, these are the, you know, some normal hoodlums from a big city.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is highlighting the state's continued fight against a devastating wildfire season.
Good news, we are seeing in terms of things going up and the percentage of containment improving in each of these larger fires.
Nearly 15,000 firefighters are currently battling over 700 active fires. About 1.4 million acres have burned in the latest round. And the Dow is back in the green for 2020 thanks to a strong week on Wall Street. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you're invited to join us here. The number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. From mid-March to mid-July of this year, Divvy, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Now, of course, Divvy could continue going up. You don't know what the future holds. We certainly don't, but so far we've been pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. Now, they are working on a wallet behind the scenes. Actually, it was the release of their beta wallet privately that happened to correlate with their big price jump this year. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting up a masternode, or you can stake Divvy. They even have a lottery for those who are staking Divvy, so you can learn more at DivvyProject.org, DIVIProject.org. As we continue here, more with your calls and thoughts, Dave Ridley is on the line on our Discord server from RidleyReport.com. Go ahead, Dave.
So you guys have been following David LaRue, right? Am I saying his name right?
I think that's right. He's the organizer of the Mask Freedom event that happened here in Keene. He had organized one prior to that in Plymouth, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I believe he did one last weekend in Portsmouth.
Well, I think actually that is tomorrow, because that's what I was calling to announce, is that tomorrow at 10 a.m., August 29th, they are running a demonstration in Portsmouth.
Yeah, I think they did one last week in Portsmouth as well. It was a march last week, and I think they're doing a demonstration. I think they're staying in one place tomorrow. So, and then there's another event that's happening tomorrow evening in Weir's Beach out at the final day of Bike Fest or Bike Week.
Oh.
Which, unfortunately, there's been apparently quite a crackdown. I don't know what the reality is, though, because the media, the mainstream media, wants you to believe one thing, and I think the reality on the ground is probably different. But Bike Week supposedly is more COVID-friendly this time around, unlike Sturgis, which kept to its true kind of nature. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if the reality is that the bikers are just ignoring this crap, but it sounded, you know, for, again, the mainstream media wants to paint a picture.
The first thing that I heard is that they changed the date of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They did. They pushed it back 2 months.
And then they changed it again 1 week back.
Okay, I hadn't heard that before.
After people had made a lot of reservations.
Oh, wow.
That sounds to me like they were trying to split the pack.
Could be.
Which could have been government orders. Maybe the government got to somebody. Maybe they blackmailed somebody. But
so what's happening tomorrow, Dave?
It's just a, you know, it's just a standard demonstration from what I know. I don't know if they're doing anything other than just, you know, holding signs and waving. But it's supposed to be at North Church of Portsmouth. It just says, quote, "We are fighting a mask ordinance the city is pushing for. We must continue to hit."
Uh-oh. The censors have come on the line and cut him off.
Yeah.
We lost you, Dave. I don't know what happened to your connection there. But it is good that folks are out there doing these events. They're, you know, standing up for some semblance of freedom. Some people, you know, this mask issue has really pushed them over the edge. There's a lot of folks who've said, this is it. This is, you know, it's gone too far. I even had a keen cop stop and talk to us. You were on the porch for it, too, for like 5-10 minutes the other day, just expressing how frustrated he was with how far government has gone.
I said, hey, if you want to come over to our side, we got a place for
you. We're here. We're here. and I said to him, everybody's got their limits.
Yeah. And the gun.
He already has one.
Oh, that's right.
But
hand us a gun.
Yeah, really.
So, any other comments, guys, on the protests, the mask freedom events that are going on?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I did want to say one other thing about the other protests.
Which other ones?
Which the Black Lives Matter protests that I was talking about.
Okay. Yeah, we can go back to that too.
The only thing I wanted to do is throw in a disclaimer in that I support the protests. I do not support the looting.
That's right.
But
me too.
Like where I draw the line is if they're going after the government, that's fine because
absolutely.
The government has declared war.
Yeah,
on them.
I mean, who are
but
we?
But if they're going after
who are we
me,
looting?
Something's wrong because I'm not on.
I would say I have no problem with them looting the police stations and you know the Congress buildings.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Public schools.
Go to town.
Anybody can do that.
You know,
overthrow
any
the
kind
government.
Of
government. Please,
you know, any kind of
trouble.
Government entity. I think is fair.
Yeah,
good.
I agree with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go right ahead. Do whatever you want to a government building. It doesn't bother me one bit. But if you're breaking the windows and destroying the businesses of individuals, families, I mean that is just completely uncalled for. It's not helping your cause. It's just violence. It's destruction. Yeah. And it is awful, and shame on them.
Yeah,
and you know the thing is, my position as a politician, and nobody tells the truth, so I'm actually gonna say where I'm actually at, what it is that I want. I want Black Lives Matter as an ally. I want them as an ally because I think they've got a legitimate grievance, for one thing. It's extraordinarily legitimate grievance. But I also share some of that grievance in that, you know, the war on drugs, for example, was directed at two groups of people.
The hippies
blacks
and the blacks.
And hippies.
And well, the Hispanics.
Well, that's true. Earlier it was the Hispanics, and I'm sure it's come back to the Hispanics from time to time. But you know, the thing is, But there's a more general thing, which it comes back to something that Ayn Rand wrote, which is there is no way to rule free men. Mm. You can only rule criminals. So when you, so if your society does not produce enough criminals to give you the power that you want, you start passing more laws.
To make more criminals.
And you pass laws until men can't turn around without becoming criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's how it is now.
And then you use that. And what do you use that for? You take the right to vote. You take the right to keep and bear arms. Mm-hmm.
From the criminals.
From the so-called criminals, yeah. But they're not criminals because they didn't hurt somebody.
Right, like this lady Alice Johnson who went
exactly.
to prison for her life, was luckily commuted by Donald Trump. Let's go back to...
Good for her for that. I just, yeah. I wish he would do all of them.
Yeah. And I know that apparently he was speaking today in New Hampshire, and I believe Lynn Ulbricht, who is Ross Ulbricht's mother, she, for listeners that don't know, Ross is the guy who created the Silk Road, and we still have to talk about the underground drug marketplaces here in a little bit tonight. But they went out to the Trump rally today with Free Ross signs, and I expect the laser was there, the Free Ross laser.
I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't. I would have been there.
I heard something about it, I think, but no, you wouldn't have been able to go because you had a debate to attend to. But they had that going. And so kudos to them. You know, they're still trying to get Trump's attention. They're still trying to get Kim Kardashian's attention to get Ross Ulbricht a pardon and get him out of prison.
If they can get Kim Kardashian's attention, they might get Trump's attention.
That's the idea. That's what her plan has been the whole time. Let's talk to Dylan. He's in New Hampshire. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Dylan. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to let you guys know I got pulled over. Well, I didn't get pulled over. Sorry. I was off the side of the road in Merrimack, I believe off of Route 3 Tuesday night, driving back from Hudson, pulled over because I was too tired to drive. And about 3 in the morning, Merrimack police officers knocking on the window. And, you know, I'm dead asleep, so I wake up and...
Hold on, wait a minute. You were sleeping while driving or you were on the side of the road asleep?
I was pulled off the side of the road, so I wasn't even on the side of the road, right?
Okay.
One thing that he
so just to be clear, you weren't driving while tired. You noticed you were tired while driving, and you pulled over to go to sleep.
Right,
like a responsible person. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I started doing the dozing off, and I'm like, nope, I'm pulling over. I'm gonna
not worth it.
I'll make it back to my destination in the morning.
Yep.
So 3 in the morning, cop knocks on my window, and I'm not really sure what's going on. I just I wake up and. Then I hear some more like knocking and yelling, and I'm like, I realize it's a cop, and I just yell to him, I'm sleeping. And he's like, I need to see some ID, and I yell at him again, I'm sleeping.
So rude.
I'm annoyed at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. You're in New Hampshire, hurry up and get you for a DUI.
If you're in New Hampshire, you've got no obligation to show them ID if you're assuming you're not driving.
Well, you're not an attorney, but that's an interesting idea.
I've been told by attorneys.
Yeah, let's talk about that coming up here. Dylan, can you hang on to tell the rest of the story?
Sure.
All right, more with Dylan here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's trying to sleep, trying to get some rest, trying to be a responsible driver, and the cops, giving him a hard time. We'll find out what happened. Coming up here in moments, this is Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. We invite you to join us here. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Thanks, by the way, to Dave Burns, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. Dave contributes $25 a month at least to the show. So thank you for helping us get on more radio stations. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a simple concept. Dave is helping us out. And you can do it, too. We only ask for $5 a month. He's going way over and above that, so we appreciate it. But all we ask is $5 a month. Or you can do Bitcoin, BTC. You can do credit card, debit card, PayPal, Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks. You get some bennies for doing that. And we definitely appreciate it. And it helps us get the ideas of freedom out there to more people on broadcast radio and elsewhere. Amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Dylan. He's in New Hampshire. Dylan, you were everything all right there?
Yes, Dylan? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Just a lot of noise there in the background. You in front of like a Xerox machine?
Sounds like it.
I'm cashing out of Home Depot. Sorry.
Okay. It's fine, dude, man. I'll just turn you down here just a moment. So we got Dylan on the line here. I'll just recap his story. We'll see if he's done with his Home Depot purchase. But he was parked alongside of the road. He's not calling us from jail, at least, so that's a good sign.
Right.
He was parked alongside of the road. It was overnight. He'd been driving. Was feeling tired. Notice he might be in the sort of the nodding off, getting too tired to drive kind of phase, and so he did the responsible thing, the thing that you're supposed to do when you're too sleepy to drive, which is pull over the first safe opportunity and go the F to sleep, and then you wake up when you're refreshed enough to keep going. But some cop decided that he was going to give Dylan a hard time, and so at 3 in the morning, you awoke to a banging on your door or your driver's side window, and so tell us what happened.
Yeah, so as I said earlier, when I realized someone was, like, knocking on my window, I realized it was a cop pretty much right away. So I was tempted to see you in the middle of the night, like, this okay. And I yelled, "I'm sleeping," before I even got up. I did that, like, two times as he, you know, yelled at, I need to see some ID. And, you know, finally I realized it's not going to leave me alone. So I get up, I sit up in the driver's seat because my head was in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
My legs just spread out across the front bench seat of the truck. And, so then I decide I'm going to, you know, start recording for safety.
Good.
And, the whole time I'm like, as I'm getting up and getting ready to record, I'm asking him, you know, what reasonable suspicion he has that I committed a crime, am committing a crime, or about to commit a crime. As far as I know, you're supposed to have reasonable suspicion if you're going to order someone to identify themselves. And so he just says he doesn't need any.
Mm, that's not correct.
So
Is this a state police officer or like a local town cop? Say on the radio.
Said, sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna keep you on. I'm gonna keep you on here. Normally, I don't do that, but we know you, so we're gonna give you another chance at this. Please don't say anything you're not supposed to say. All right. So, what were you trying to say there?
Gotcha. Sergeant. And I have a video recording, so his name's on that at least. So, he just says that he doesn't need reasonable suspicion, and I kind of badgered him on this like a couple times. I'm like, so you're telling me I need to identify myself, and you don't have any reasonable suspicion, and you don't need it. And he says, yes, he confirms it, and I kind of repeat this for the video as I'm getting my ID, and I ask him, I'm like, so you're not just asking me, you're ordering it. And he says, yes.
Hmm.
And, you know, absolutely no reasonable suspicion. Doesn't even ask to see the registration or anything like that. Of course, you know, I'm rocking the Montana plates. You can't even tell who's driving. It's like he doesn't even care.
Isn't New Hampshire one of those? Again, I'm not an attorney, but isn't New Hampshire one of those states where they can ask to have you identify yourself? I don't know. Is reasonable suspicion required for that, or is it just because they're a cop?
They can demand anything they want, basically, but it's explicitly written into the statute that they can demand ID. But you have no obligation to provide. There's not a penalty. There's not a charge for refusing unless you're in a vehicle driving
and he wasn't driving.
Over or something of that nature. Yeah, so there's another statute like police misconduct or something like that, which does have a clause that says something about having to ID. Mm-hmm. But again, that's relating to driving.
Right.
So.
All right, so what happened?
Yeah. So we kind of just had it out for a minute. He took my ID, went back. He didn't end up doing anything except telling me I had to move along because I, you know, I could potentially be prowling. And I also clarified with him. I'm like, so I'm not hurting anybody, right? And he's like, well, not that I can tell. Actually, I sent the video to Rich, so you can check his Facebook to see it. But,
oh, okay. Really?
So he agrees that there's, you know, I haven't harmed anybody. Nobody called in to complain, and I haven't injured anybody. So like, he basically says there's no crime, and I have no reasonable suspicion, but I'm ordering you to ID myself, ID yourself, and
right.
I'm curious if I have a lawsuit. And actually, Jay said that you might know somebody that works for the ACLU. I'd love to.
I can't say I have a particularly close relationship with any of the folks over there, but it never hurts to run a case past them to see what they would say. In this case, you know, there really wasn't that much damage, so I don't know how much you're going to be able to do legally.
Generally, they can lie to you, so it's probably not the case that there's going to be, and even if they did break the law, they're generally immune from it. So unless it's a First Amendment type of case or something, you know, some constitutional situation that's been ruled by the Constitution, and if your circumstances are identical to that, you're probably not going to be able to win a civil case against the police.
Dylan, thanks for the call tonight, man. Let us know if anything develops with this case. Definitely appreciate hearing from you tonight. It's going to be a tough one because you didn't get arrested, so it's like, what can you really do to these guys?
Yeah, they're not going to find any damages there, is my prediction. But I will say that there's one piece of good news is that, although it probably won't pass, Justin Amash actually put in, as I understand it, a bill to end sovereign immunity.
Qualified immunity or sovereign immunity?
I'm not sure which.
And I'm not sure what the difference is, but I've heard both terms.
I've got a limited idea of what the difference is, but I believe sovereign immunity is what is what was said, but don't
quote
me.
Qualified immunity is what's been getting all the conversation recently since the George Floyd situation. I want to go to Derek. He's on the line. Derek J. Freeman is with us here on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Derek.
Whoa, make America great again, guys. I was just at a Trump rally, and I am full of high energy.
Really?
You know, I heard about this Trump rally phenomenon where everyone's excited and having a good time, and then he lands on the tarmac and, you know, Air Force One, and crowd goes wild, the music's perfect, it was so much fun. And, you know, I went there to support Ross Ulbricht, who everyone knows is the next pardon for Trump. You know, he's lining them up. Get all the pardons out, and Ross Ulbricht is the next one. Everyone knows freeross.org. Go look him up.
Well, I appreciate your optimism.
Yeah, I don't know that. Nobody knows that, but...
Oh, sure. Well, I do, because I just talked to dozens of people, and everyone I was talking to was on board. They were like, that doesn't sound right. Trump will pardon him right away. So they're going to sign up, sign the petition at freeross.org, and if you're listening and you haven't done that, add your name to that. There's 250,000 people who have signed it. If we get more, we're going to get Trump's attention, and then we're going to get Ross free. It's just a matter of days. So let me
just try to understand what happened here. So Trump was having a campaign rally in New Hampshire, and Free Ross supporters from freeross.org, people who want to see Ross Ulbricht get a pardon, that Ross is the creator of the Silk Road, the first world's first underground drug marketplace, which we'll talk about those coming up here in the third hour. How many of the Free Ross supporters came out for this thing?
Well, with less than 24 hours notice, because this rally happened out of nowhere,
really?
We had one person from Nashua, one from Portsmouth, one from Exeter, one from D.C., one from Keene, and guess how many from Manchester, the city where it took place?
Zero.
One.
All right.
Hey.
Wait, there's really one person who showed up, and it was in their own city?
If you're considering moving to New Hampshire for more freedom, do not move to Manchester, unless you are totally pathetic and weak, and you don't want to do anything to increase freedom. That is the place where liberty goes to die. No one cares about doing anything there.
Yeah, Manchester's really sad. I mean, they have the most...
I've seen some good things done in Manchester.
Yeah, well, they got the most movers, and they get zero headlines.
It's the number of people that, you know, that's so disappointing with Manchester. It's not
right.
That...
They should be,
you know,
everywhere.
They should have 10 times as many people as Keene.
They
should have 10 times as many people as Portsmouth.
They do have 10 times as many
people. But not coming out to events and protests and when we go to the courthouse or state house. I mean, how often do you see somebody from Manchester?
Very
it's almost
slim.
Never. Or it's like less than Keene or less than Portsmouth.
Here's their problem. They need to learn how to pick up a video camera. And everyone needs to learn this lesson no matter where you live. Don't get mad. Get video. Dave Ridley says it all the time.
Absolutely.
And it's absolutely true because he called in. Was there a rally in Portsmouth last week? Nobody knows. Nobody got any video.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Wow.
I'm going to get video and you're going to know that it happened.
Thank you for that, Derek J. Was there more you wanted to share or were you off for the night?
Oh, that everyone booed the order to wear a mask.
Order from who?
But did they follow?
They came over the loudspeaker. They were like, in keeping with New Hampshire Order 43, we ask that you wear a mask.
Did they do it, though?
No one did it.
Nice. Good. More coming up. Thanks, Derek J.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on.
billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.